Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think our next guest, he better vote for the Packers because he's on the Packers. And he had a good game with a 133 yards, a big touchdown reception. He's healthy. You got a little worried about him the other night. I don't like seeing that body. He's on my fantasy team. I don't like seeing that body twist in that direction. Mm-hmm. But he's okay, even though he was on a bit of a snap count. Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Wideout Packers 6-1 on the season, and he's been with us before, and he's with us again. Last time he was in studio, this time he's on the phone. Marquez Tierney, how you doing today, buddy? Welcome back to the show.
Good. How are you guys today?
Doing all right, man. Yeah. I did. I remember you didn't let me put on that gold chain you were rocking that day. Remember that that icy was rocking.
Yeah,
put that
exactly.
On.
Nah. Well, I think we said you got to go ball, and you have been balling. And last night or yesterday afternoon, it wasn't night for you guys, but yesterday afternoon was just one of those days. It just feels like, you know, Marquez, this season has been a little bit of fits and starts. You guys were winning, which is most important, but it was fits and starts, but it just exploded. What happened yesterday that made things click so well for you and Aaron Rodgers and this entire offense?
I mean, it's pretty easy when your quarterback goes for a perfect passer rating. catch the ball. But, you know, we were just executing really well. We had a great week of preparation, even though we had a short week. And we just went out and played our football. We weren't really concerned about what they were doing. It was more so, you know, how can we be a better offense? And that was our whole goal.
Yeah. You know, Marquez, I wonder if what we as media members, and I guess fans and consumers of the NFL, especially the Packers, would have said was, oh, there's a little bit of a disconnect between Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, and you know, they're just trying to get on the same page. Is that real, or is that just kind of noise?
That's just noise. I mean, obviously, you know, when you get a new coach and staff and new players and a Hall of Fame quarterback, it's definitely different, you know, getting everybody on the same page. But they did a good job during the spring of, you know, figuring out each other and figuring out how to call plays. And ever since then, we've been rolling. So
I know it's probably I know you guys don't think about this stuff. Again, we think about this stuff. We need content, man. So when we get good, when we get juicy stories, we latch onto them. But do you notice any difference with Aaron this year compared to last year? Because it looks like he's having a little more fun to us this year, but we're not there every day. Do you see it?
I mean, for me, it's definitely different. I mean, obviously, you know, coming as my first year, learning him and learning different things that we had to get accomplished was a lot harder for me. But, you know, he's been, you know, just accepting the challenge, you know, learning a new staff and learning different things like that. But, you know, he's great. You know, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, you can't really ask for anything better than that.
No.
And he's just rolling.
You're right playing now with a guy, he might make it someday in the NFL. he might stick around for a little bit. Marquez Valdes-Scantling is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. You know, it's funny because, again, what we do for a living, we certainly react to the now. We forecast the future. We start to think big picture. And Tiki knows this from his playing days with the Giants. You start thinking big picture too much, you're going to trip up and maybe get burned. But do you allow yourself maybe for a private moment if you're in your car, going to the facility, wherever you might be in Wisconsin, drive around saying, you know what? Oh, yeah, we are. Why can't we win this? Like, you have to think that you are truly one of the best teams now and legitimately have a chance to get to and maybe win the Super Bowl, right?
I mean, that's never our goal. It's always 1-0. That's always our, you know, our focus. You know, how can we be better than last week? You know, how can we get better today? That's always our approach to it. You know, you never want to get too far ahead because things can happen relatively quickly. Things can change in the NFL. You know, you can start off hot and, you know, lose a lot of games right after. You know, any given week, you know, there's a new, you know, leader or a new guy on top of the NFL. So it's always the focus is how can we be better today.
All right, let me take you to the fourth quarter yesterday. 3rd and 5, you get I'm sure it was just an out route. It's something that's easy completion. Get the first down, you know, don't do anything too drastic. Just get the first. You turn up the field, there's nobody there. Run us through that play because, I mean, very rarely do you turn a corner and there's literally nobody in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, it was 3rd and 5, I want to say. They hadn't really shown a lot of zero pressure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's kind of what we got. And so, you know, we had a good play call where, you know, it's a good zero beater or a good man beater. And, you know, you beat one man, and Aaron Jones made a heck of a block down the field, blocking his defender. And the rest was just me racing to the end zone.
Yeah, you look, you got a little bit of an ankle injury, you know, going on. It looked like you were tentative running, but it's when you're running free like that, it's easy. But you talk about Aaron Jones. I got to tell you, there's some quarterbacks who hold grudges, and there's some that don't. And I don't think Aaron is one of those guys, because we all remember last week Aaron Jones dropped a wide open touchdown. It was, I felt bad for him, because that's happened to me before, where your eyes just shift just enough to throw off your hands, and the ball hits you right in the hands and you don't catch it.
Or the helmet
or whatever. Aaron Rodgers went right back to him this weekend, and it was a harder throw and a harder catch. I mean, I think your running backs have been so dynamic and so useful to this offense. Can you talk a little bit about the run game and what those two guys mean, him and Jamal Williams, to this scheme?
Yeah, I mean, you know, our offense is one of a kind. You know, a lot of different teams, you know, run this type of offense, but to have the type of playmakers that we have, you know, from, you know, top to bottom, from the quarterback position, to the tight ends, you know, obviously with, you know, Jimmy and Mercedes. And then obviously our receiving corps, you know, I think we have one of the most talented receiving corps in the league. And then our 1-2 punch in the backfield is, you know, unmatched. They can do anything. They can catch footballs, you know, run outside zone, run inside zone, run power, you know, run speed up, whatever you need, they can do it. And I think, you know, just having those guys makes it easier on us as wide receivers, because, you know, the run game's going. And obviously, they have to put some guys in the box, and that creates matchups for us. And then vice versa. You know, if we're going on the outside, then yeah, they got to play back, and we can run the ball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're talking to Marquez Valdes-Scantling, talking a little Packer football here. And, you know, listen, we learn a lot about character through some adversity. And, you know, you can, when things are going well, anybody can flourish, and anybody can have, you know, project positively. It's when things go a little bit awry that we really, character's revealed. I've always believed that. Most people do. The two games that stand out to me so far for you guys was the Philadelphia game, mm-hmm. with all due respect, where the defense got pushed around, and the Dallas game, where then you responded and you just smashed them from the get-go. I know the final score was a little bit tight. We know you guys own that game. Of those two games, did you learn more in defeat or in victory? What was more revealing to you?
I mean, I wouldn't say either one. I mean, like I said, it's the NFL, and anything can happen on any Sunday. You see guys who are, you know, super talented get beat by guys who they shouldn't get beat by, you know, and I think it's just one of those things where you got to be on your A game at all times. You never take a team for granted, and I wouldn't say that you learn more on either one. I mean, obviously, losing, you definitely have a little more learning experience when you lose games over winning games, but I wouldn't say that, you know, losing taught us more. I mean, just taught us how to, you know, battle through some adverse situations. I'm going to have to go out and bounce back.
Yeah. No, it's hard to look forward in a season when the next game is right around the corner. So you guys are obviously enjoying this one today, or this win, this big win from yesterday today. But very soon you got to turn your attention to the next one, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs. It's in Kansas City. I don't know if you've ever played there before, because you're only 2 years in, but it gets intense. Obviously, Pat Mahomes is out, but have you ever started to think about where you, as an individual player, and where this team can achieve to, even against the really good teams in the National Football League, mainly because you've gotten better every single week?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the goal, to get, you know, better than the week before, and never want to look ahead, like I said before, but, you know, our goal is to go out and beat the Chiefs. You know, that's our next focus right now is the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're a good football team. They've been winning some games and doing some things really good. They had a really good game against the Broncos last week. Their defense played really well. I think they held them to, you know, like 6 or 9 points or something like that. And so, you know, we got, you know, a defense playing like that right now. An offense that can, you know, score at will. You know, you got a good task, especially when you got to play them on the road.
All right, now let me ask you what's really important real quick here. My fantasy team's horrendous, dude. My team is absolute trash. I'm not going to lie to you. But I do have Aaron, and I do have you. I didn't play you yesterday, and it looks like I'm going to get away with that because I didn't know how healthy you were. You good to go? No, nobody's going to hear this, just us. You good to go the rest of the year, Kevin? I don't have to sit you anymore, do I? I can play. I can roll you out the rest of the way.
That's up to you. I can't make that call for you.
Wow. Well, not even helping your boy out. I drafted you. And not only did, and by the way, the night that I drafted you, I proclaimed to the whole room, guy's a Tiki and Tierney guy. We had him on the show. He's going to do big things this year. No love, huh? Not all business, huh?
Hey, he gave you two for 133.
Don't stick up for him, man. All business, Marquez, huh?
No insider trading, man.
Damn.
I like that.
Cold.
Insider trading. He could go to jail for that.
I don't know. I saw it for 133. I'm going to play it next week. Congrats on the win. Congrats on getting back in the end zone, 74 yards to the house. 6-1 are the Packers. Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Appreciate it, buddy. And stay healthy, man.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, buddy. We'll see you soon. Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.